All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Hey, we're starting a new week. It's a new day. It's Monday, the 26th day of October, and it's Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Worzer. Stories we're following: Vice President Mike Pence is coming to Hibbing, Minnesota today for a campaign appearance, with the White House saying Pence will continue to work and travel even after his chief of staff and some other close contacts tested positive for COVID-19. Today's event at the Hibbing Airport drew criticism from the DFL party. Chairman Ken Martin yesterday said that Pence's appearance could be, quote, another super spreader event in the state of Minnesota. Martin was alluding to President Trump's rally in Bemidji in September, which officials from the State Department of Health say was linked to 16 cases of COVID-19. We'll see if today will be the 19th consecutive day Minnesota sees more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases. Yesterday, there were nearly 1,700 newly confirmed cases in the state, with new cases growing fastest in western Minnesota, particularly in northwestern counties. There were 21 deaths reported yesterday because of COVID-19. Public health officials in St. Louis County are blaming COVID fatigue for a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths on the Iron Range. Dan Crocker has more on that.
Last month, COVID-19 cases spread quickly in the Duluth area. Now cases are growing dramatically in greater St. Louis County. About 40% of the total number of cases in more rural parts of the county since the pandemic began have occurred in the last month. Officials say more than a quarter of new cases are being caused by community spread, with no identified source of exposure. At the same time, COVID-related deaths have increased significantly. There was just one death reported in greater St. Louis County in the first 5 months of the pandemic. Since September 1st, at least 30 people have died from COVID-19. Officials continue to make the same pleas: avoid gatherings even when they're small, wear a mask if you can't social distance, and stay home if you're sick. I'm Dan Crocker, Duluth.
Free COVID-19 testing is coming to more communities around Minnesota this week. The state health department will team up with local officials for free testing in Little Falls, Red Wing, and Waconia from tomorrow through Thursday. Testing will also be offered tomorrow in Tyler, Minnesota, Thursday in Madison, Minnesota, and Thursday and Friday in St. Paul. Free saliva testing sites are open in Duluth, Winona, Moorhead, Brooklyn Park, and Mankato. In sports, the Vikings had the weekend off. They resume play Sunday in Green Bay. The Packers beat the Vikings to open the season, you might remember. Green Bay beat Houston yesterday. Regional weather forecast today: well, we're going to be a little cool today, but we're going to warm up nicely the rest of the week. Highs around the region today will be in the 20s and low 30s. Tomorrow's temperatures, mid-30s, and then by the weekend we could see temperatures in the 50s. Finally, it's back, just in time for Halloween, and I'm not talking about a showing of the movie The Shining. Nope. Back by popular demand, the Creepy Doll Contest at the Olmsted County Historical Society Museum. Actually, the contest got so much attention, the curators wanted to bring it back this year. The dolls are part of the museum's collection. Curator Dan Nowakowski has picked 9 finalists that are up for public voting through Wednesday on the museum's Facebook page. Among the contenders, a Victorian doll from the 1880s. Looking at the photo on the museum's Facebook page, she has glass eyes that are weirdly lifelike. This contest was a hit in Rochester last year and inspired an outbreak of creepy doll costumes in the city last Halloween, and it got some national attention, too. So this year, the History Center decided to host a creepy doll costume pageant as part of the event. Because we're in the midst of a pandemic, you can dress up as your fave creepy doll and submit a short video. The winners of the costume pageant and the creepy doll contest will be announced at a virtual creepy doll cocktail party on, of course, Halloween night. You can check out the Olmsted County Historical Society's Facebook page to vote and for more information. And that's it for Minnesota Today, the early version. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org, download the news app, or turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day. I'm Kathy Worzer.